there was a meeting held this morning between Department of Agriculture officials and the main farm organisations in Dublin, and the beef exceptional aid measure draft proposal was put forward. In other words, the like how this 100 million is going to be divvied up, and important things such as dates to qualify and that were all put up on the table and discussed. But to point out, this is still only at the draft stage, and I'm sure the farm organisations will go away and they will discuss it, and the minister and the department will have to discuss their response to it. At the moment, what the department have proposed is this, that if you're a suckler farmer, to a maximum of 40 suckler cows, you will get a compensation package of €40 per suckler cow, as I said, up to a maximum of 40 animals, provided that that cow has had a calf in 2018. Now, moving to the more contentious for the people involved in the beef side, is effectively the department are saying they're going to pay a slaughter premium of €100 per head to a maximum of 100 head on cattle slaughtered between the 24th of September 2018 and the 6th of May 2019. That's a little bit longer than some people had actually expected, and welcome, I can tell you. Now, there are a number of important exceptions to this. First of all, if you own or are a dairy farmer and have a dairy herd number, you will not qualify. You will be exempted from it. Also exempted are cattle dealers and factory agents. Those are also exempted. But noticeable here, there is no specific exemption in relation to, or exception in relation to, beef lots and beef finishing units.
That was the concern, was that some of the big, huge beef finishers might benefit maybe disproportionately to the smaller man.
Well, yes, that is very true. But I just say, as a commentator, and I've written on this in The Independent on numerous occasions, if you take those big feedlots out of the marts, you'll see what you'll have. Because an awful lot of marts are very, very dependent on those men coming in and buying up big amounts of particularly Angus cattle, Hereford cattle, and those type of cattle for their feedlots. However, there is a clause in it here that will cause them some difficulty. And that is that if you wish to qualify for this, you have to show between July 2020 and June 2021 that you have managed to reduce your organic waste, in other words, manure, from your cattle by 5%. Now, that may present problems to some of the bigger people, and would obviously present problems if the dairymen were involved in it, I suspect, as well. Now, the way this is working is the department are proposing to take a reference period from July 2018-2019, see what you produced in that period, and then between the period July 2020 and June 2021, see if you have succeeded in actually reducing that by 5%. Once you qualify for that, you qualify. That's the way that works. Now, the situation, the big question, of course, that everybody asks is, well, when will we see some of this money? Now, this is not from department official sources, but I was talking to one representative, highly placed farm representative, who told me that he expects that the 15th of October should see some amount of this money being paid, or the proposal is sometime after that, because obviously, if you're looking at this 5% reduction and it runs to 2021 until such time as when you can actually prove you've reduced the amount by 5%, you could say, well, you can't actually pay before that. But the proposal is at the moment to pay it in the middle of October this year, and that if you don't qualify at the end of June 2021, the department will possibly claw the money back. Now, we'll see how that works, if that works.
Martin, when this was announced first, there was the main concerns here, of course, were for the beef farmer, and particularly the suckler farmer here.
Yes.
How do you think the small suckler farmer here in the Northwest is going to react to those proposals? And I know, as you say, they're only proposals at this stage.
Any day you're going to get money in the post is a good day. However, and this is an ongoing thing, the reality is that, and I'm looking actually at a department graph as I'm speaking to you here, The situation is the Irish cattle business is probably in a worse place now than it was in relation to when this money is actually going to be paid, because beef prices now are as low as 360, particularly down when you go down south. I know in Donegal you have Carrigans, and they are a stronger payer than a lot of the plants in the south. As far as the suckermen are concerned, like, how do you address that particular problem? Like, do you basically say that to make the thing more attractive, we take some of the dairy cattle out of the system completely to increase the demand for dairy stock? Because that's fundamentally what it's all about. Like, if there's going to be a market, there has to be a demand for that market to exist in the first place. And the way the processors in Ireland operate is we are traditionally a very strong payers. The processors are very strong payers, I should say, for cull cows, stronger than they would be in the north, stronger than Scotland and England. And they are buying beef at a price, and it's always about the price. The thing with the suckler man is that there are two elements to his trade, and if you kick away one leg of this particular stool, the whole thing collapses. And that is, you need shippers and you need farmers. You need the two of them to be in competition with one another. And at the moment, the shipping trade is not actually happening, not to any great extent. I know I've heard of stories that, like, some of the shippers are trying to buy for Turkey in anticipation that something may actually happen. But that is the situation. There has to be competition so that the suckler man can actually make a living. Because at the end of the day, he is expected to carry an animal and a half to the acre, as opposed to everybody else who's carrying just one animal. And the money is not particularly great out of it. Now, I would say as well that in certain parts of the country, the suckler men are probably finding it that they have more options, particularly, say, when you come down south, because I'm actually down in County Waterford. A lot of suckler men that I know here would have had maybe 60 cows, 70 cows, that sort of thing. They all got out of it and they're all gone into dairy. But that is not an option, I expect, in a lot of places when you go up the west of Ireland where land is fragmented and you don't have...
There's not many of them with 60 cows.
No, there's not. You'd be down around 15 to 20, I'd say, as a good average.